is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The President of the United States in the Middle East, the President of Russia in Beijing for the Belt and Road Forum. The question of two wars in Eurasia. The war in Ukraine continues. ATACMS are said to have been used for the first time. Trolling remarks by Vladimir Putin inviting Mr. Biden to Moscow for blinis and tea. And in Beijing, what we have from Mr. Putin is that he sat with Xi Jinping, the general secretary, and they talked confidential matters for an hour and a half, perhaps. At the same time, Gordon Chang joins me from Japan, and we speak to a 145-page report released by the Congressional Commission on the Strategic Posture of the United States, including remarks about the threat in East Asia. There are deployed to be two carrier strike forces in Eastern Med. There are other ships moving around, the Navy doing what it can, but East Asia is always a risk. And we welcome Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurier Institute. He's in Ottawa to measure what we know of this report from the Congress, what we know of Xi Jinping's remarks during the Belt and Road Forum, gathering 130 nations to talk about development, and what we know about the threats to Taiwan. Charles, a very good evening to you. Is there any change of weather that you discern in Beijing to take advantage of the fact that the U.S. is really overcommitted in the Mediterranean basin and in Ukraine? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Oh, I think certainly that's the case. I mean, Mr. Xi told Mr. Putin that changes of the world of our times and of historical significance are unfolding like never before. And, you know, Putin seems to be more deferential to China than he has been before. He was the number one speaker at this Belt and Road Forum with the 130 or more nations, hoping that if they make nice with China, China will give them money for development purposes or for dictators' Swiss bank accounts, perhaps the same. And Mr. Putin and Mr. Xi met for 3 hours, including, you know, private casual conversation. And Mr. Putin says that, you know, we spoke in detail about situation in the Middle East, and I informed Mr. Xi on the situation developing Ukraine. External factors are common threats, and they only strengthen the Russia-China relationship. So it looks as if we are seeing a consolidation of a Russia-China-Iran nexus, possibility of conflict on three fronts. Isn't that really World War III if you have Ukraine, Taiwan, and the Middle East all exploding at once, and the U.S. Essentially floundering in response as the government just doesn't seem to fully appreciate what's really going on with China coordinating an attempt to attain absolute dominance of global affairs and to put the U.S. into a much more subordinate position. I mean, that's clearly Mr. Xi's intention, and I think he's feeling that he may be making progress in this horrendous venture.
Gordon, a very good day to you. I have a question for Charles.
Charles, when this was the 41st meeting between Putin and Xi Jinping, and you mentioned the words that Xi Jinping talked about, historical transformation of society and the world, does echo what they spoke about at their 40th in-person meeting, which was in March in Moscow. It does seem, as you say, that there is this consolidation. When do you think the United States and the free world will come to the recognition that the world indeed has divided into camps, and there's nothing that we can really do to encourage good behavior on the part of the Russians and the Chinese?
Well, I mean, I think that it's hard to get people, particularly Democrats who have a kind of path dependency, you know, who can't seem to free themselves from previous approaches to China, engaging in this sort of deferential behavior towards China in the sense that senior Americans have been going to China and talking about cooperation, collaboration. We're not seeing Mr. Xi, for example, showing any signs of darkening the door of anywhere in Washington anytime soon. And so it does seem to play into the Chinese desire to to gradually assert superiority over the Americans. Unfortunately, I don't think that a lot of the American officials involved are aware that they're being played in this kind of way to the peril of the international rules-based order and American leadership of a liberal democratic ideals and preventing the third world countries from becoming oriented towards China's purposes and abandoning their real friends, which are the Americans and like-minded countries allied with the United States.
The puzzle of the two wars simultaneously right now, it has been remarked in multiple times over these last days, advantage Moscow as the U.S. is distracted, deterred, completely overwhelmed by the unknowns in Israel, the threat from the north, the threat from Iran. Does this also aid Beijing in its conduct around the world, Charles?
Oh, I think that, you know, the whole raison d'etre, one might say, of these strongmen dictators in Iran and in Russia and in China is the weakening of the United States and the removal of the influence of the United States in global affairs. That's their aspiration. Mind you, the United States should not be counted out too soon. You know, formidable military power with a people that have a sense of their own identity and purpose in the world. But, you know, certainly this is what Mr. Xi wants to see happen in his lifetime. And you talk about two wars, but if you look objectively at what's going on in the Indo-Pacific, Taiwan, the East China Sea, and the South China Sea, you know, it's impossible objectively not to feel that China is trying to foment an instant where we will have outbreak of hostilities. I mean, most recently, 2 days ago, Chinese jets came within 5 meters of a Canadian plane that was engaged in Operation Neon to monitor the illegal bucking of the sanctions against North Korea through transfer of oil in the high seas. And 5 meters is pretty close, and it's very fortunate that there wasn't a crash. What if the two planes had crashed and there'd been losses on both sides? Would China use this as an incident to ratchet up the hostilities and spark something that would turn into a real war for which the U.S. is not fully prepared because of the focus on Middle East and, to a lesser extent, Ukraine?
Gordon, you have a question. We have about a minute.
So, Charles, if you have wars all over the place, doesn't this look like the Third World War, or at least the precursor to it?
Well, I think so. I mean, if you've got hostilities breaking out simultaneously in Asia, Europe, and the Middle East, that strikes me as the definition of a world war, and it would be number three. So I think that your suggestion is perfectly rational and certainly not alarmist in any way. This is what's happening.
Writes the report from Congress, 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans. It is an existential challenge for which the United States is ill-prepared, the People's Republic of China. Unless its leaders make decisions now, says Congress to the executive. Gordon Chang, Charles Burton, I'm John Batchelor.